good morning and a lovely good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're a bit beyond over in Anita. How are you doing, Ramona?
Just fine, thank you.
Yeah, what a wonderful morning. I bet you've been outside working already.
I have been, and I'm starting to put our garden to bed.
time to pull some things, put away some things, you bet. But before all of your garden club members do all of that, it's time for your show.
Yes, the Anita Home and Garden Club invites everyone Monday, the 12th of September. We will open at noon, and it's at the community center in Anita, and we'll have lots of fun.
You always do a variety of things. You know, there's a great flower show, but you have other things on display, and people can buy things.
Oh, yes. We'll have a craft table. We'll have lots of the wooden garden ornaments, the miniature birdhouses, and medium and large daisy-type wooden ornaments. And we have some other surprises as well.
Oh, you always do. Will you have some houseplants for sale?
Yes, we may have some houseplants. It's sort of going to be a surprise this year because we don't have our tables categorized because of the strange weather, and we weren't sure what we were going to have. So
interesting. Well, it's good to change things up, Ramona.
Yes, it will be a surprise to everyone. I think it'll be lots of fun because we always worry about what we'll have, and we always have a nice variety.
Oh, you do lots to display, and you always end up with a really lot of people there.
Yes, we do. And this year, our guest speaker is going to be Larry Bowman of the Willow Springs Nursery, and that starts at 1 o'clock.
What will he be talking about?
He talks about a variety of things. Usually, he does add the new varieties that come in the year, and this year he's going to have a printout.
Oh, good. People like that because it's hard to remember all that stuff that he's talking about. And then I don't know if in his presentation he'll do this, but I'm guessing he'll take questions. If people have a problem, something that's happened, they're going, why is this happening, or what is this, or whatever, people have a chance to do that?
Yes. And, boy, he is like an encyclopedia. He just has all the answers. And like I said, he's going to have a printout because he uses all those technical terms.
Yes. But, you know, one of the reasons he's so good, you know, studied it a lot, but the life experience, he's been in the business a long time and seen a lot of weather changes come and go, which affect us so much. And so probably has a better handle sometimes on whether it actually is weather related or whether it could be something else.
Yes, that's true. And then, of course, our registration, we always have registration gifts. There'll be a variety there. And then we have raffle gifts, so the tickets will be available, $1 a piece or 6 for $5. We'll have a Goodwill table with garden produce, and we'll have some free flower seeds.
Oh, fun. Now, are those some that members have gathered, or are those kind of packaged kind of things?
No, those are from the members.
Oh, that's wonderful, because then we know that they grew in Anita, Iowa. We probably can grow them wherever we live in the area. So that is great. And then you always have food.
Oh, yes. We'll have a silver tea, a variety of cakes, and then right at the very end, we do give gift sacks to those who, for this year, we're going to do it a little differently. Always before, we've had the little stickers on the napkins. Well, this year, we're going to have a surprise way of doing that.
You're just full of surprises this year, Ramona.
This year will be we'll call it a surprise event.
All right. But maybe that'll make us all want to come and say, oh, let's see what else they're coming up with this year. Because you've been having this flower show for a lot of years.
For many, many years. And many times, we would categorize our tables, and they would just be full of all different types, new varieties, and, of course, the old variety. Mm-hmm. That's fun to see.
Yes, it is. Well, what's been new in your garden, Ramona?
Well, I did buy this year the double oriental lily, and it was just a beautiful thing to behold. It's the normal size lily, but then it looks like there's another one inside. And then it doesn't have the stamen. It has a different center, so that was really fun to watch.
And how tall does that grow?
It went about 2 feet, but I think next year it'll probably be a little taller.
And what color was it?
It was like a magenta with a light-colored throat.
Beautiful. And do you bring those inside? Do you cut some of your lilies and bring them inside also?
I do sometimes and float them in water. Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned those stamens. Now, I know on a lot of lilies, it's a good idea to cut those out, or at least the ends of them, because they get that furry stuff that gets on stuff, and sometimes you can't get it out. Is that true of the oriental lily?
No, it had like a little teeny little lily type.
Okay.
In the center. So it was really quite different.
So maybe that was another plus for that lily.
Yes.
Beautiful and useful, too. So now, what about Anita garden tour? I know that's, you know, we're out of season for that, but you did have a garden tour, correct?
Yes, we did. And we had very nice attendance, and we had there, too, we had crafts and baked goods and house plants for sale. And that was five of our members that participated this year. Normally we work so hard and then go to other gardens.
Yes.
And so this year we got to go to our own.
Okay. Little early, but hopefully you're going to plan another one for next year.
Well, we haven't really looked into next year's schedule yet, so that'll be a surprise too.
I guess. Okay, Ramona, we should probably tell people if they're interested in the Anita Home and Garden Club. Maybe there's somebody new in the area or somebody that now has some time and they're really interested in this. When do you meet and where do you meet and some of the things you do?
We meet at the American Legion Hall, and we meet on the fourth Monday and at 1:30. And we usually have a program in relationship to gardens and home activities. Mm-hmm. And then we have fun time. And, of course, we always have a little bite to eat.
Sure. And the best thing about that, you have a program that's very interesting, but the best thing probably is all the members visiting with each other and sharing their experience.
Yes. And if there's a challenge, we ask what they think is happening in our garden, and we always have a nice variety of answers.
Well, again, you have
problem might be
but you have lots of years of experience there to share, and that does make a difference, I think, to help help answer those questions and sometimes take care of some frustrations. And this year, to me, well, every year, but weeds have been the biggest frustration because they just grow so fast.
Yes. And the grass.
Oh, yes.
I have a lot of challenges with water grass in the beds. And Larry Bowman had an answer for that last year. He talked about it's over at the top. And it really does work. It takes a little while for it to take hold, but it really works well.
See, there's something right there that you remember from Larry, and I'm sure he's going to have some of those answers again this year. I guess he stays on top of all those things, as well as you mentioned he'll talk about the new varieties of shrubs and trees. And you know, it's so important to have the right plant in the right place, and I think he has good advice for that.
Yes, because he feels like we are zone 5 or zone 4, and we're in a little pocket. So we really have to watch around here as to what we select.
Which way we go, yes. Okay, Ramona, let's remind folks the date, time, place about the Anita Flower Show.
All right. It's this Monday, September the 12th, and we will open at 12 o'clock, so you can come in and browse and look at the flowers, and we'll have collections of a variety and the crafts. And then Larry Bowman will be there at 1 o'clock to do the program. Then we'll do the raffle selections and silver tea, and then they can browse again and go home and say how much fun they have.
Okay, Ramona, is there a fee to get in?
No.
Okay, very good. Okay, so get on over to the Anita Flower Show coming up this Monday. Thank you so much, Ramona Sorensen, for visiting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. Love the people who treat you well. Forgive and forget the ones who don't.